It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. The new exhibition, Heaven and Earth, which just opened at the Getty Villa, presents rare and in many cases magnificent examples of Byzantium art from 4th to 15th century. Among them are mosaics, frescoes, sculptures, icons, jewelry and ceramics, all of them coming from various Greek museums and many of them never before shown in the United States. In the 4th century AD, Emperor Constantine the Great made a dramatic change by moving the capital of the Roman Empire 1,000 miles east of Rome to the Greek city of Byzantium. He renamed it Constantinople. And thus, the Christian Byzantium Empire was born to prosper and last for over a millennium. The exhibition at the Getty Villa illustrates in a very convincing way how the world of ancient pagan gods was tempered and adapted for the needs of Christian church. One example of this is the great 1st century marble head of Aphrodite. Her beautiful face, being 2,000 years old, has expected signs of wear and tear, but look closely and you will see the sign of the cross roughly chiseled into her forehead and nose. It's obvious that it was done by a devout Christian believer, probably in an attempt to baptize Aphrodite into Mary, Mother of God. Among the highlights of the exhibition is the gorgeous 15th century icon with a nativity scene. It's both highly stylized and, at the same time, full of realistic details. I'm staring at the densely crowded composition, at resting Mary, at animals in the stable watching baby Jesus, and then at the chorus of angels above, and all of this evokes for me the spirit and sound of magnificently staged and performed Italian opera. And here is another, equally dazzling, gold-leaf icon, this one from 14th century depicting the crucifixion. Compared to the crowded nativity scene, the composition of the crucifixion is almost minimalistic. Somehow, it evokes for me the spiritual silence of John Cage's famous 1952 composition 4 minutes 33 seconds and the minimalism of precise movement of Merce Cunningham choreography. I have to admit that this Heaven and Earth exhibition stirred up for me a lot of memories of growing up in Russia, where my Russian Orthodox nanny would take me for a walk that often included stops at the church. She would pray there while I played around. The museums in Moscow and St. Petersburg, as well as many Russian monasteries and churches, have a number of splendid Byzantium icons and artifacts similar to those on display at the Getty Villa. It may surprise you to learn that in 10th century, Vladimir the Great, the Russian prince, the ruler of Kievan Rus, sent envoys to various neighboring countries in search of new religion to replace the existing Slavic paganism. When his envoys returned to Russia, Prince Vladimir had the chance to compare Catholicism, Islam, and Judaism, none of which particularly appealed to him. Instead, he zeroed in on the Orthodox Christianity. His choice shouldn't be a surprise, considering that when his emissaries traveled to Constantinople, they were welcomed with a red carpet treatment full of festivals and celebrations of beautiful rituals of the Byzantine church. Obviously, his emissaries were impressed, and thus Christianity became the official religion of Kievan Rus. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.